excited. It's nearly it, isn't it? Dad.
What?
It's nearly it, isn't it?
Nearly what?
Christmas.
It's bloody weeks away.
Aren't you excited, Dad?
Ecstatic, son.
So am I.
Talking of Christmas presents, Alf.
Were we?
I think I've settled on yours.
You haven't bought it yet, though, have you?
No, but I might be going today.
Well, don't bother then. We'll make a deal. You buy me now, I'll buy you now, then we both get the same, and it costs now.
Oh, you're a right stooge, you are, Alf Bradshaw. Where's your Christmas spirit?
It's in the bloody off licence where it'll have to stay if I have to fork out for your present.
Well, just let Father Christmas buy 'em. He buys mine.
Well, it's hard luck, isn't it? If you just give me the money, there's a nice pair of booties I can get.
You know what you can get, Audrey?
What?
Stuffed.
Ooh, aren't you funny? Anyway, that reminds me. You can give me some money for the Christmas club towards the turkey, you know, while you're at it.
While I'm at what?
While you're giving me the money for me booties.
Aye, well don't hold your breath.
Hey, Dad, I know what I want.
Aye, and I know what you want and all.
I want a train set and some football boots and a proper casey football without no lace sticking up on it because it'll hurt me head when I hit it, and a compendium of games and
Anything else, son? Or is it just them few bits?
And a budging regard.
No.
Okay, I won't bother. Oh yeah, a scale electric. Hey, I wish I could see Father Christmas one day.
You're bloody well looking at him. Cost me a pigging fortune.
It's your own fault, Dad, for not believing in Father Christmas. I believe in him, so that's why he brings me things for nothing. And that's why I'll always believe in him, and then I'll always get him.
Yes, as long as you behave.
Yeah, as long as I don't give cheek or anything.
Billy.
What?
Belt up. Audrey.
What?
Brew up. And fetch some coal in.
Well, you have to write letters to him.
And hurry up. The fire's going out.
I have. To the North Pole.
I'm not your skivvy, you know.
We all write it to him, and our teacher posted our letters. What's a skivvy, man?
Well, not me for a start. I've still got it all to do yet. And you expect me to fetch coal in? Well, you can think again.
I'd light us you've got, Audrey. You'll let me sit here and watch the fire go out, won't you?
Hey, don't forget, you won't be able to have a fire on Christmas Eve because Father Christmas has got to come down the chimbley and he might burn his bum.
That's enough vulgarness, Billy.
Yeah, boy, he might.
Don't take it out on the lad, Audrey, just because you've seen your backside.
I have not.
You have? She's naughty, ain't she, Billy?
I was in a perfectly good mood till you started.
Was, maybe. But you're not now, are you? Is she, Billy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're not naughty at all, then?
No, I'm not.
Well, fetch some bloody coal in, then. This fire's nearly out.
You can go and run up a lamppost, you can. Oh, you'd make a snake swear, you would, Alf Bradshaw.
See, lad? I rest my case.
Which case, Dad? Your big suitcase? The one you hide me presents in?